Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Artists Helping Artists. We are the number one art show on Blog Talk Radio. This is Aussie Seda in South Pasadena, and I have my co-host on the line who I think put Parmesan cheese in your coffee this morning. What was that?
Oh, you saw that.
I did.
Yeah,
what did you do?
I had a really great day. Let's see. My husband, now I feel like I should say something like, bless his heart. He always goes and he exercises during the week, twice a week at the crack of dawn. After he hurt his shoulder, you know, he had shoulder surgery. He's fine.
Right.
He's in fact playing great golf right now, but he switched from his, you know, kind of all guys workout class. He switched because he had to into yoga, which he now discovered he loves.
Awesome.
I have to tell you, funniest thing in the world is when my husband comes home and says to me when he first starts this, he said, and what is this deal at the end of yoga where they have you lie there and like unwind and relax? And I said, yeah. And he said, I lay there and I think, how long does this last? Can I get up now? I have to get to work.
Oh, I love like your that. Husband. That's so me. So me.
I said, oh, so during the relaxation, you get like all wired up. He's like, oh, yeah. So anyway, this morning he got out of bed at 5:30 and I continued to, you know, snooze when I woke up with the unmistakable, anybody who has experienced this will know where I'm going, smell and taste of skunk. And I grabbed my phone and I texted him, skunk, with an exclamation point.
Yeah.
And he writes, no yoga, giving dogs baths. Now.
Oh no. Oh, I'm so sorry.
So he took them out in the dark. Yes. And I'm telling you, our dogs, if you've ever seen a dog after they've been skunked, particularly after they've been given a cold bath, they just look wet, miserable, and guilty. So,
oh man. No, we've never had that happen, but oh boy.
Oh. So I came down, I took my time coming downstairs. I Amazon Prime now. By the way, for any artist out there who doesn't know how to do it all, I am having a serious love affair with Amazon Prime now because I can get my Whole Foods order delivered within 2 hours of placing it.
Yeah.
Anyway, I got some Miracle Skunk stuff. He did the homemade version. I came down ready to tackle dog beds and things. And I made myself an iced coffee. And because
with
I am
Parmesan
a,
cheese.
Well, here's the thing. God bless the pioneer woman for turning me on 4 years ago to her iced coffee. And when I'm really feeling like I need a little something, I do put the Miracle sweetened condensed milk into it. It's just
and that was the mistake.
And I poured it in, and yes, I had to put a picture of it. You saw it in my Instagram story. But I opened the container, poured a little in, and went, what? Boom, it hits the coffee. Parmesan cheese everywhere, all over my black countertop. The dogs were very happy. Something smelled more than they did because it was pretty
unbelievable.
So I started from scratch, and I thought to myself, it's days like this when you should just take your coffee, go to your studio, and until you've gotten yourself into the happy place. So I decided, yeah, some days don't clean your house. Just go to your studio. And today, for me, is going to be that day because I just can't handle one more thing.
Yeah.
My
well, you know what?
Smells,
I have 8,000 things on my to-do list. None of which include painting, but that's okay because I'm done with my paintings for the 30 and 30, I'm pleased to say. And
oh,
I did not do what I was going to do.
Finished. I did not do
what I was going to do. Today's day 27.
Okay.
Only three more. And it's just,
okay.
You know what? I'm too busy. I'm literally having a meltdown, complete meltdown. Yesterday I was making pumpkin ravioli with sage brown butter sauce to go on my blog this morning, which if you saw my blog, it went on there, but
yeah.
It was not
good
an
girl.
Easy feat. And the dishes are piled up high, which is so ironic because that big movie I was talking about, we got with the big movie star who I can't say who it is yet. It's huge. It's like huge. And they were here yesterday.
Is it a big male?
I can say that. But I just can't say anything. But anyway, they were here. The art department and set decorators were here yesterday measuring everything, and my house looked perfect. And now it's completely destroyed. So that I did all that myself.
We know.
I know. It's terrible. But anyway. But I have to tell you a quick story. I went to a blogger event this last weekend with a lot of home decor bloggers, Instagrammers. It was a book signing for a friend of mine. Courtney at French Country Cottage has the most beautiful book ever. And it was at a place called Patina Farm in Ojai, which is owned by Brooke and Steve Gianetti. And it's unbelievable. It is unbelievable. And a lot of people are very aware of it from their books and from their blog. But here's what I realized, and I want to pass this on to all of our listeners. The women that stayed with me in Ventura at our house are both bloggers, and they're Instagrammers second or third on the list. And they are so incredibly successful with their blogs that it made me like, first of all, I wanted to hug them because I learned so much this weekend. But the passive income that they earn on their blogs from just the ads that are there is unbelievable. And for all the artists out there who are thinking about, oh, I don't know if I want to do my blog, you know what? Hang in there and keep doing it because, you guys, it's amazing. So I have this whole new appreciation and whole new kind of outlook that I really am going to focus, especially next year, but this year too, on my blog, because that's something that you own. It won't go away. If Instagram changes and messes up and, you know, change the algorithm so no one sees it, that's going to be horrible. But if you have a blog with a huge following and people that go to your blog every day, it doesn't matter. You're safe. So I just want to say that blogging can and is a really big deal, and it is a great way to share your art and talk about what you're doing. So anyway, just wanted to throw that in there.
Can I ask a couple of questions? Do they blog every single day? Okay. And
5 days a week.
5 days a week. Wow.
5 days
All
a
right.
week.
And am I correct in saying it doesn't have to be a long story? It can be a short blog?
Absolutely.
Or are they always long? Yeah.
Ideally,
are you going to tell us who they are?
The perfect length is 500 words, but I have plenty of blogs that I did that have 220 words, and it's not hard to do 220 words. You probably have seven of them in your title. I'm definitely learning. You want lots of pictures, and you can't just have a blog that says, hi, here's what I painted. That's not going to work.
Yeah.
You need to give people a reason to come to your blog, whether it's humor, whether you're sharing great ideas, whether you're doing how-tos, whether you're doing demos, whatever it may be. And a long time ago, we talked about, you know, break up your blogging so that on Monday and Friday, you share a painting and you do the how-to. On Wednesday, you do a tip from your studio. And maybe you start out, 3 days a week is plenty, trust me. I can barely do 3 days a week. Killing me.
And
I had a blog, I had a collaborated blog post yesterday with Joann's, and I shared all my floral decor I got at Joann's, these awesome pumpkins I bought there, and then some fabric pumpkins I made and a chunky chenille blanket that I made. And that, absolutely.
That blanket was so cute.
And
yeah,
it's the coolest thing ever. I had over 200 DMs yesterday from people who were going to make it, because when I said you don't use knitting needles, the yarn already has loops on it, and you literally just put loops through loops to make it. It's so simple, and it is so cute, and it's fairly inexpensive. The reaction was just incredible, and it made me realize that that's kind of the direction I love. So anyway, I just wanted to add that before we get into this. So let's talk about today's show.
Okay.
That's probably why most people are listening. A listener, Lorianne Schell, who I think discovered AHA by accident and loves our show.
Yeah.
asked if we could recommend other websites for artists who are getting started or maybe struggling to find resources. So I reached back to her and I said, we love your idea. We're going to use it. She probably didn't think we would use it 4 days later. But we're always looking for show ideas, just so you know. Ones that we haven't done
please
before.
Please don't hold back.
So we know AHA is a great resource, and there's all the shows are archived, which scares me when I think this is our seventh year times 50, probably 50 weeks a year. That's a lot of podcasts, can I just say?
It
Yikes.
Is.
Yikes. It really is.
A lot of good information.
So we put this list together, and it's not maybe our absolute 100% favorite, but they're just really great resources that we want to make sure you know about. I don't ever like to say it's our absolute 10 because we probably forgot someone out or forgot someone, and
right.
I don't want to, you know.
Oh, for sure.
But the first one is called Artists Network. It's ARTISTSNETWORK, artistsnetwork.com. And this is kind of like the go-to resource for everything that you need. So their headlines are like get inspired, create, explore media, watch and learn, art events and competitions, and shop. So what I love about this is it is kind of a great place to go. So if you're not feeling inspired, you can go and watch videos. You can go and learn about art history. You can they've got a podcast in there, which is great. There's, if you want to create, there's art demos, there's art books, that some of that are even free, techniques and tips, which is great. You can explore media, which means you can look at things like acrylic, pastel, watercolor. The watch and learn section is great because they've got Artist Network TV, paint-alongs, on-demand art courses, and then, of course, art events and competitions. You may decide you want to look at entering a competition. They also have an art school directory, which is amazing because you can find perhaps you want to go back to school, or if you want to take a workshop, they have a headline called Art Workshops Worldwide. So Artist Network is kind of like that really great place where you can go and get inspired if you need it, but also almost get any question you may have answered. And they have a search box right up at the top. So it's a great place. It's kind of like a catch-all, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, absolutely. Part of what I think happened when we were sort of researching this is that, I think, Leslie, you probably would agree, like, I found resources I didn't even know were out there. And sometimes, just like perusing the site, you know, you find things you didn't even know you were interested in. So I think it's like this is Artist Network was one that I have to admit I hadn't really gotten into. But now I think I'll kind of keep that address posted because it's fun. It's like flipping through a information loaded magazine.
Mm-hmm.
So,
it definitely
is. In case you've had a day when you need to get out of your house and into your studio, you can do that.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. There's my life. Okay. Number two is one called theartisttrust.org. Now, I'm going to spell this out for you because it's got a double T in the center. It's www.artisttrust.org. And this is kind of interesting. This one is based, believe it or not, here I am in Boston, but I'm looking at a site based in Washington State, which you would think might not be applicable. But this organization does an unbelievable job kind of organizing information for all artists, actually, because there are sections devoted to, you know, performing arts and certainly musicians and things. But what they do really well, I think, is kind of filter down the information so that it can apply to anyone. They have great resources on things like artist residencies, which, please, it isn't all about the McDowell Colony, everybody. And if you don't know what that is, go ahead and Google that, because McDowell Colony is, I think, one of the jewels of the USA, but it's really super high level. There are plenty of other opportunities available, even for emerging artists. And yes, you can be 50 years old and qualify as an emerging artist. I want to underscore that one three times. But you can look at what artists who are winning awards, you know, they have links. You can see what it is they're producing. You can see who's teaching. I thought one of the coolest things was they have events that they sponsor and know from Boston. I will not be driving to Seattle. However, I will take some of those topics and suggest them to my local arts organizations. You know, I belong to Copley Society and the Cambridge Art Association, and both of those organizations have talks and things, and there are some great topics. So I think it's an opportunity to kind of, you know, if you're involved on more than just going to your studio every day, but you're kind of into this expansion and education side of things, there's some unbelievable information on this site. So just take a look at it. I think it can really help maybe inform where you would like things to go in your own community. And again, even this, the way the website is designed, I think is super clean and easy to navigate and just full of good information. Kudos
to
Artist Trust. Yeah.
Well, I know you guys are going to be shocked to hear me say this next one, but I think we can all agree that sharing your art online through social media is kind of important. I mean, it's like the best free tool ever, and I'm so glad that I'm an artist during this era. Can I just say that? There is a site called socialmediaexaminer.com, exactly how it sounds, socialmediaexaminer.com. And whenever there's like a new update that got announced and I'm not really sure I understand it, I always go to their site because they always have an article on their blog. And it's just like, I mean, they have a gazillion, I don't even know how many articles they have in here, but I'm sure it's thousands, like thousands. But what is so great about this is it all applies to artists. So right now, they have things like four ways to collect email leads from your Facebook group, or how to track social media traffic using Google Analytics, which is super important. Hmm. I mean, there are hundreds and hundreds of articles, and I go to this site every week for sure just because it helps me understand things. I mean, how to get more engagement with Facebook Live is another one. They have a podcast, social media image sizes for 2018. How important would it be to actually know what those all are? How big your photos should be for all the different. I mean, think about it. And it really kind of dumbs it down for me, which is really great, and I love that. How to create social media images with Google drawings. How to add a Facebook virtual event. I mean, what the heck is that?
I mean, you know, like, what? That's okay, where I always start. I always start with, what the heck is that?
Yeah. So it's awesome. I mean, Facebook ad updates and new Instagram features. I mean, it's just, you know, people always say to me, how do you know about that? How did you know that that just came out? Well, it's because of this site. As much as I would really like to take credit, here's one, Pinterest strategy, how to get more traffic from Pinterest. Want more visitors to your website, wondering how Pinterest can help. It's a podcast that you can listen to. And, I mean, it's just amazing. It's really, really, really good stuff. So I just, I think it's, you can subscribe and then you'll get an update in your email box, which helps a ton. Because then I'm like, oh, that looks good, or no, just delete it. But it's just a really great kind of bring it down into the level that we can all understand.
Yeah.
And it's super helpful. Super helpful. So
and for anybody who's sitting in their studio or standing in their studio painting right now, the truth is, if you're skeptical about whether or not your paintings, your art can sell via, you know, social media, and especially I would say, you know, sort of Instagram right now, but we've interviewed artists. The proof is there. People are really, you know, leveraging this tool, and I think to miss the opportunity is, What a sad thing that would be. Just to share your art, it's huge. You don't even have to clean up your studio, let alone make sure it smells good anyway.
And the thing about art sales is if you don't think your art is selling fast enough, it's not selling because it's not good. It's not selling because people aren't seeing it. And that's what is so great about social media, is it helps people see your art. And it's free. So anyway.
Yeah.
Just saying.
It's really hard to estimate the value of free. Free is good. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to sound like I'm being really parochial here, but what the heck, I'm going to go for it. The next site is Art New
England. And where do you live,
now,
by the way? I'm sorry, go ahead.
That's correct. Yes, right. Boston-based, New York-born. Somehow I can't give up the New Yorker in me. I don't think I ever will. But this site is www.artnewengland.org. Now, they have a hard, you know, sort of paper issued magazine that is gorgeous. And I know you can order a subscription, or certainly if you're in the right sort of bookstores or venues, you can buy them. But I have to say, lest we forget, New England does encompass six states. So maybe not quite so parochial. But this site is so good if you want to see what's happening right now in the art world. And, you know, the nice thing about New England is some of the art is really traditional. Some of the art is, you know, there are many different schools of art up here, and certainly there's a very healthy modern abstract art movement. So you see a little bit of everything. But here's the news. You can look on this site and see calendars that will tell you so much about what's going on in galleries. I don't care if you're going to be in New England to go to the gallery. You can preview the shows and see what's happening, what's being hung right now. It's pretty great. It shows you what's in all the museums. And come on, I know everybody comes to Boston once in a while to see our museums, but it also features sort of local artists. It features a national artist. There are a ton of national shows, which means that even if you're, you know, in a tiny studio somewhere in, I don't know, Arizona, you can be applying to national shows, and you'll probably get a better lift up because of your geographic diversity if you apply to some of these shows in New England. But name of the game, this is absolutely an easy site to navigate. It has terrific interviews. I have to tell you, I think the topics are absolutely relevant. And if you're going to spend a little while online, it would be well worth your while to check this out. They have, they have all of the past issues archived. So you can even go back and search a topic. But this has got to be one of the most thorough art information focused sites I've come across. So, yes, it's self-serving in that I am a New Englander, but trust me, it will serve anyone out there well to check it out. It's just really, I mean, feed your soul. If you can't come to Boston, see what's being hung in the galleries here. It'll fire you up, I guarantee.
Oh, you're so good. It's amazing.
Nah.
It really is. So it's not just because it's New England, just so you know. Okay, the next one, I have to give my co-host credit for finding. It's called My Modern Met, MyModernMet.com. So let me read you what their kind of statement is. My Modern Met is celebrating creativity and promoting a positive culture by spotlighting the best ideas of humanity, from the lighthearted and fun to the thought-provoking and enlightening. This is one of those websites that I kind of feel like I need to have like a glass of wine in my hand when I go to. It's super cool. It's just cool, and it's a little bit sophisticated, but in a fun way. I mean, there is, first of all, it's beautiful. The photographs are gorgeous. And right now their lead article is called Hyperloop, and it's Architects Unveil Designs for Europe's Network of Hyperloop Stations. And the photo is friggin' crazy. But
aren't they gorgeous? Yeah.
They're beautiful. But there's another article, 20 plus creative gifts for anyone who loves Frida. And I mean, there's like Frida wrapping paper and Frida cards. I mean, it's hysterical.
Wait a minute.
And
the Frida Kahlo action figure.
I know, Frida action figure. How about this? The history of the color red, from ancient paintings to shoes. It's just one of those super inspiring. It's kind of that feel I get when I go on Pinterest, where it just like sucks me in, and I'm like, ooh, wow, it's so cool. But their articles they're not like how to paint by any means. They're more just really things that I think we're all interested in. And I mean, there's an article on Airstream launches an ultra luxury camper van that fits into a parking space. I mean,
I know.
You can now download a collection of ancient Japanese wave illustrations for free. It's just a really cool, motivating site. And I think as artists, we need this kind of creativity and inspiration in our lives. And sometimes, you know, everything that's going on in the news to me makes me feel the most uncreative person whenever I hear it. So I would highly recommend you don't watch CNN and you go to a site like this, because there's a technology article on the first waterproof drone to fly in the air and submerge in water. I mean, to me,
that's amazing.
It's cool. And how about immersive 3D installation invites viewers to step inside a giant photograph? Okay, now what
I
the heck
it.
Is that about? So
I know.
I just love it. And Margaret, thank you so much, because it is super cool. And I don't know. I'm really inspired.
Yeah.
Have you been
like
going to this
up,
for a long time?
I have. No. I you know, the internet, one thing leads to another and you start going down, you know, everybody says the rabbit hole. I feel like it's the art cave when I do it, but I kind of follow what I like, and then I find something I like and I follow through that and I see where it leads
right.
me. And when I came across, I have to say, I saw the Frida Kahlo action figures and I thought, what? And how do you not explore that? And when I got into it, I thought, this is like finding a magazine I never knew I would be so into. And is it going to answer your art questions? No, but I think it might just inspire you in terms of like opening the door to all the different ways we can be creative and how some other artists are being creative. So staying on my hot list of things to do. I think it's time well spent. Yeah.
It's really cool. Now, thank you so much.
You're welcome. The next
Very
one,
fun.
I'm not sure you're going to thank me. The next one is also fun, but it takes a little bit of, you know, sort of noodling around on. The next one is, it's actually an app. I know you're laughing at me, but I kind of thought this was worth mentioning. It's an app.
Just so you guys
Amino,
know, I questioned it, but go ahead.
Oh my gosh, a disclosure. That's all right, Leslie. You got to go with me on the crazy stuff.
Absolutely.
Amino, it's an app, AMINO. And how did I find this? I don't know, but I loved their motto. Their motto is your interests times infinity. And let me tell you, that is an apt statement. So it was a free app, so I downloaded it and started looking through. And you can narrow your focus. I went right to art, and I thought, let's keep it really broad. And I have to say, there are watercolor tutorials. There's a lot of digital art. And let me tell you, I have a hard time even saying anime, which I now know means kind of this stylized cartooning, mostly of action figures, which I think is a little out there. But there are things that are like sketchbook slams, where people start posting pages from their sketchbooks, and that's kind of interesting. There's another one that was a poetry art collaboration, where a poet would put a poem up and then artists would have 24 hours to respond to it. I mean, that's pretty cool. Even if you're not the one responding, it's kind of fun to see how other people interpret those sorts of things. So, mm-hmm. you know, you do have to kind of narrow it once you go in, but it's the kind of thing, I mean, there are a lot of, not like the 30 and 30 challenge. There's like a difference. There are a lot of sort of creative ideas that can spark something that maybe you've never thought of trying your hand at, whether it's, there was a beautiful one on a striped dress where all these different artists posted their renderings of this black and white striped dress that was kind of thrown over a towel bar. And let me tell you, that looks really different when it's somebody who's working, you know, maybe on their iPad in digital art versus someone
sure.
who's doing it with charcoal or someone who's doing it, you know, in oil paint. So it's a site if you just sort of want to see what's out there and kind of how kooky things can get. But you have to trust me, if you put in different search topics, you will find what you're looking for. They really do mean it when they say your interest times infinity. Just don't mm-hmm. get lost in infinity. I almost think there are times when you're exploring kind of influential websites, and by that I mean ones that are likely to influence maybe your thoughts or view on some particular art. I think there should be a timer, almost like an egg timer, like I will give this 8 minutes and no more, because otherwise you look up and it's an hour and a half later and you've wasted too much time. So that's my disclosure. Limit yourself or your day will be gone, but have fun with it. Amino. And again, it's
yeah,
a free
that's
app.
Awesome.
And it's right. Yeah.
It's crazy. I don't mean to give you grief. I'm just teasing you. You know that.
You can. That's okay. I can't even spell decor. Go on.
Okay. The next one is,
yeah.
I have to tell you, wait, where did it go? Hold on. Oh, there it is. When I first started painting, I was heavily into just kind of doing research. That's kind of my mantra. When I want to do something, I like research like crazy. And I was on the Wet Canvas website probably 3 hours a day. It is still here. Okay, that was only like 9 years ago, but still. And what I loved, there's so many things about this website. The first thing, they have 903,000 members, and online right now is 3,386 people. And they have 12 million library images. But what I used to do is I would go to the content channels on the left-hand side, and I would always go over to, like, plein air. And I'd click on plein air, and what you find in here are people painting and sharing their art and ideas and answering questions. And I mean, it's like the most – it's a pure painting resource. And I just have to tell you, it is amazing. And – I haven't been on it as much lately, and I'm kind of sad, but they have photos people upload photos that you can use for inspiration for paintings, which is amazing. A lot of information about tools. It's just a really incredible resource. And if you are looking for inspiration, but the content channels, I mean, they have airbrush art. They have art history, art journal.
Yeah.
They have clay, they have color theory, composition, digital art, drawing and sketching, figure art, glass art, florals. I mean, it's landscapes, marine art, it's everything, miniature art, sculpture. So you can kind of find your community, which is really cool, and you can ask questions and you'll get people answering. And this is just kind-hearted artists that are on this community that are sharing what they do to help other people. And Wet Canvas
right.
is amazing. It's really great.
I was just thinking when you said there were 3,000 people that were online right now, and I thought, no wonder you get answers so quickly. for me, I never had a question that was so unique. There wasn't, you know, a whole body of answers that already applied to that. But you
exactly.
can see where if
no,
you
and that's
ask
what is
something,
so awesome.
Yeah.
So
it can
you
be as
found
basic
Wet
as
Canvas.
You want or complicated.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Wet Canvas. It's like it's that old chestnut, you know.
Yeah.
Good old Wet Canvas. Yeah. It's a good one. So, okay. This should really, we all, let's acknowledge it right now. Pinterest should be Leslie's to talk about, but we're going to give her Instagram. So I'm going to talk about Pinterest in a new way. I'm going to say, number one, everyone, guilt-free, spend some time looking around on Pinterest, because it's a great way to see how you're using it. And quite honestly, I think one of the best ways to learn effective Pinterest tactics is to find someone who's using it well and kind of take notes. Look at how they're, you know, titling their work, how they're grouping their artwork. What are they calling it? What do the images look like? Figure out what's working for them and go ahead and try it for yourself. I thought when I was looking, you know, we've sort of gone back to Pinterest lately and acknowledged that there's a lot to learn in social media. I think for a lot of us, Instagram, I love the fact that it isn't so chatty. I get to see what I want to see and move on. And frankly, I had not forgotten about Pinterest, but I haven't been using Pinterest to my advantage. And I think that's a mistake a lot of us are making. When I was researching it, there's a gallery in New York, and it's one of these co-op galleries where you pay a fee, called Agora. And Agora has done a whole piece online about how to use Pinterest to promote your artwork. It's a really good article. Anybody that wants to read it should just go to the Agora Gallery website. And I want you to know that the reason I give Agora credibility is because I actually saw it one or two seasons ago. They brought all of the designers from Project Runway in there to look at art and be inspired. And I sat here thinking, wow, Agora is for real. I did not realize. Since then, I've kind of followed it, you know, peripherally, kind of out of the corner of my eye, as it were. But they do a really good job saying, they actually tell their artists to get on there and use Pinterest. So I think, I guess I'll speak for myself and say, I think I let the ball drop on that one. And just like you're going to really refocus on blogging, I think I'm going to do a pretty, I'm going to do a plan for myself for 2019. And maybe this is an idea for a future show where we kind of talk about laying out your goals and maybe what is manageable and achievable. But I think for me, it's going to be a little more Pinterest after really getting into this, and probably taking your advice and reestablishing the blog. But
let me share something with you.
Get in there.
I want to, because this is what's so interesting about Pinterest. So how much time do I spend on Pinterest? Like none. Maybe at night when I'm in bed, I'll open it up and pin a couple things, but I really do nothing. That is changing, by the way. So that's a little history that you need to know. So I'm looking at my stats yesterday from the post that I did on WordPress. So I got almost 2,000 views from Instagram, about 400 from search engines, and almost 300 from Pinterest. 300 people came from Pinterest to my blog, and I do like nothing. So can you imagine if you did, like, if you pinned all of your photos from your blog post, or that, you know, your new photos, and you pinned them, and you, I mean, it's like, oh my gosh, really, really important, really important. So the power of Pinterest, the thing about Pinterest that we tried to make everyone understand is that Pinterest is a search engine. It's not like a social media site. If I want to decorate my front porch, I could go type in Christmas front porch decor. And so I'm searching. I'm using it as a search engine. If I want to make, you know, homemade applesauce, I'll go to Pinterest and type in homemade applesauce. It is really a search engine if you think how you use it. So it's kind of like getting a jump up on Google and being in Pinterest and having people say, you know, I'm looking for a painting of Lake Tahoe. Boom, your painting can pop up. So it's really, really a valuable resource. And it's very consistent. Like I'm looking at another day where I had 1,000 referrals from Instagram, and I had 500 from Pinterest.
Jeepers.
Maybe I pinned one that day. I mean, if I did this all the time, could you imagine? It'd be unbelievable. So.
Well, you know, if you think about consumers, people are out there kind of designing their dream homes via Pinterest, or maybe they have a project that they're going to do. And part of that is always, you know, what are you going to put on the wall? I know, you know, as an architect and an interior design firm, we always used Pinterest for idea boards because the graphics were so good. And let me tell you, it's often, it's either the first thing or the last thing. People either have a piece of art that they know they want in a room and they work with it, or at the end of the project, they're like, oh, you still haven't found, you know, that painting of the beach to go over the mantle. And, you know, Pinterest is, it's a natural place to go. So, yeah, opportunity missed, but not for long.
So true.
In terms of artists. Yeah.
Yeah. So
true. Okay, take it away, Instagram.
So, okay, this is my number one. Shock, shock, shock.
Yes.
The most important resource you have out there is Instagram. And nothing against Facebook, but I do think the shift has happened. I wouldn't you agree, Margaret? I'm slightly biased.
Yes. 100%.
Yeah. It's a great visual resource for so many people. I don't even know how many people are on Instagram right now, like a billion. I mean, it's just insane. Over a billion. And the thing about Instagram, if you're not on it very frequently, is there are communities out there of these huge groups of people that kind of live in this little area, and they live in this area through different people, and they follow kind of the same people. And what happens is you get this community. So when I go onto Instagram, I don't even remember that there's people on Instagram that are looking for, you know, talking about their dogs or talking about their cars or talking about sports. To me, when I say Instagram, all I'm thinking of is this home decor community that I'm involved in. It has literally changed my life. It has enabled me to now do a job where I get to, like, get paid to make a blanket or to make fabric pumpkins. I mean, I'm laughing, but it's truly the most incredible thing that's ever happened. And I am, and I know I keep saying this, and Margaret, you're going to have to come out here and bonk me on the head with a baseball bat, but I am going to be introducing my collection that I was going to introduce a year ago, and that didn't happen, but of art. And so Instagram is a place for you to find your people. It's a place for you to share what you love to do and to learn. And it does take work and it does take time, but I can tell you it can be incredibly rewarding. I mean, how would you summarize your experience, Margaret? What would you say?
Well, oh boy. You know, I love Instagram. It's the one thing I do many times a day is look at it, check on it. I did look it up, by the way. There's 800 million users on Instagram right now.
Okay.
800 million.
Like currently
users,
just on
God.
It right now?
No. Like that's overall. How many
Got
people
it.
Are using Instagram.
Got it. Okay.
For me, I use it a little differently than you because, I glance at home decor. But for me, the focus is I do look. I have artists that I love whose work I've discovered in some cases. Other times, you know, I either stumble upon it or somebody recommends it or I'll do a search for it. And then I really enjoy it. I like seeing what they're doing and what they are doing well. I love looking at their studios. I admit it. I could look at artists' studios all day long. I love watching the process. I love the videos. You know, sometimes you'll see someone do a painting and you kind of mark that you like it, and then you'll start to see more of their artwork. And I've actually learned a lot, kind of, you know, what's better art practices, what looks good, what doesn't, conversations about composition or color palettes or interesting subject matter. You know, you kind of, it's just, it's a quick hit, but it's a frequent hit for me. And yeah. And then the fact that there are artists, I know I keep harping on this, but like Julia Powell, who are selling expensive paintings. There's another gal I follow. I should give her a plug. I'm going to see if I can find her on here. I just love her paintings. I don't know how I ever came across her, but I watch her and she does things so well. Her name is Ali Dattilio, D-A-T-T-I-L-I-O. You're welcome, Ali. But I love her paintings, and I've watched her do really interesting things. She'll show the run-up to a series, and she'll say, I'm going to be posting these a week from Saturday. And she kind of builds this interest, and then on Saturday, boom, they're all for sale. And by Monday, she sold them all. Maybe there's one or two left. And I
awesome.
Think, what brilliant marketing. Right, right. She got, I like her work. It's good work. And then she, but she kind of has her way that she puts it all together. And I think it's brilliant. And I'm telling you, we should all be taking notes on that. There's no reason. Yeah, she's got a gorgeous feed. Go ahead, people. Let's drive
that's
her up.
Awesome.
She's 16,000 followers. And
that's
anyway,
fabulous.
There's a lot of people using it well. And you can look and you say, yep, I ought to be doing that. And you know what? You can do all of that. Here's what I love. I can do that right from my home and my studio. Like, I don't have to trek to see someone's open studio to be inspired by what they're doing or how they're doing
sure.
it. I mean, we can all learn so much from this. It doesn't matter what segment, whether you're in looking at home decor or art, or if you're looking at landscaping. There's all sorts of things. But the fact that I just love that the knowledge is right at our fingertips. Oh, and if you want to send her a message and ask a question, you can. You can do that of any artist you follow. I would say you have a better than 50-50 chance of getting a response to any question you ask. At least that's been my experience. Yeah. Aren't you glad you
asked? That's great. No, Instagram's just, if you're not on it, you need to get on it. I'm not kidding you guys, because it's just an amazing way to meet people. You know, you can do share groups with other artists, but it's just a great way to sell your art because people will see it. It takes a lot of work.
Yep.
I mean, trust me, I know I'm exhausted, but it's been so worth it. So worth it.
Yeah. But anything's going to take work. If you're working with a gallery to sell your paintings, you're, you know, you're spending a lot of time on that relationship, and then you're, you know, you've got to get the paintings to them. So, you know, there is no free ride, but it is, I have to say, it's pretty wonderful when your painting or your painting and teaching, whatever you're doing, is able to support your art and your life a little bit. It's a pretty great feeling. So anyway, that's
awesome.
Enough of me going on and on. I'll just jump into the next site, which is www.artiststrong.com. In this case, there's only one S in the middle, artiststrong.com. Now, this is really kind of fun because this site breaks it down and says all artists, or pretty much all artists, fall into one sort of archetype. And it asks, I love filling out questionnaires. I'm a sucker for it. Someone says they're going to tell me what my personality is or what my IQ is. Chances are I'm going to fill it out. And in this one, they ask you a series of questions about your art or your feelings about your art, and it sort of gives you your archetype. It's kind of a strategy. And what they do is they say, depending on what sort of an artist you are, it tells you what maybe you need to do to find, you know, your own personal voice. It's got really good content on this site. It has, you know, it has some interviews. It has some topics that they address, how-tos. But I think if you're an artist starting out, Leslie, you would probably agree, the first thing anybody who wants to be relevant needs to do would be to build a little website, right? And this will not only help you with that, but the really difficult things. I don't know any artist who hasn't struggled with an artist statement, right? In this case, it'll tell you all about that. It'll tell you how to prep for interviews. It'll sort of give you recommendations for resources. It's kind of a nice, solid little info package. And I don't think any website is going to be sort of the magic elixir that's going to lead you to success. But I think when you sort of look at something like this and you have a little fun with it, it kind of informs you about maybe what's a better fit. We've all seen those tests. Are you an introvert? Are you an extrovert? Well, in this case, it's like, what kind of an artist are you? And there are things like, maybe you're, you know, a curious creator. Maybe you're a skill seeker. Maybe you're, I was considered an activated artist. Do you love
you were considered
like
what?
I was an activated artist.
What does that mean?
Whatever that meant. it meant I kind of had a lot of education under my belt and certainly a lot of time in art, and that I needed to leverage that in a way that kind of put the focus, you know, on sort of a body of work, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But it does give you some really fun ideas. And you know what? If you're just in the mood to kind of figure out a little more about your art and it's a very lighthearted approach, I would suggest that this is one of the sites you can look at, artiststrong.com.
Awesome. So those are kind of our 10 recommendations to enlighten your life as an artist. And there's so many resources out there, you guys, so many. But they're all fun, and they're all really important, and I think they're all different, which is good. But great show idea, Ma. I think this is wonderful.
Yeah. Well, you know, one thing I wanted to say sort of in closing on this was, if anybody really has, like, questions, particularly if you're at the start of all this, I think reach out and ask us. We sometimes are, you know, maybe further down the road, and we forget from time to time the difficulty when you're launching. But just like this listener came to us and said, this would be an interesting topic for me. If anybody has any questions or anything like that, I think Leslie and I would, there's nothing we would like to do more than research it and maybe come up with some answers. So, you know, this is sort of, we devote time every week to this, and we want to make sure it's helping everyone out there.
Absolutely. Thank you, my friend. That was awesome.
Well, thank
really
you.
Really great.
I'm not knitting a blanket, but you know, I'm gonna run to my studio now because I can open.
I did not knit.
Did.
Okay, it's called finger knitting. I did not finger knit during the AHA show, just so you know. Sometimes I do a little bit of multitasking, but that was not one of them, which I probably could have done because it's kind of brainless, but, you know. All right, we will be back next week. We have no idea what we're talking about yet, so please send some ideas.
Yeah, I've got a couple of interviewees I've reached out to. We'll see if I hear back. All right,
awesome.
Well, Leslie,
you are the
go
best.
Write your blog. And thank you so
yeah, I
much.
Will. Take care.
Okay, have a good week.
Bye.
Bye-bye.